All right. Bye.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Transformational Tuesdays, where everyday choices can transform your life. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I'm here with intuitive healer, Elisa Nicole. Call 516-418-5651 at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time with your questions, and let Elisa guide you into transformation. We'll take your calls for the next 30 minutes at 516-418-5651. So sit back and prepare yourself for the real deal.
Well, hello, everybody. We may not be here for 30 minutes today. We have no callers at this moment, but Elisa and I are going to talk for just a few minutes. And if we don't get a caller, we're going to end the show early today. We've got some things going on in our personal lives that don't need to be discussed right here. But hi, Elisa.
Good morning. How are you?
I guess that sums
we're
it up.
Surrender.
Yes, I'm learning to surrender. I'm learning to go with the flow. How about, could you read that poem?
Yes. So I'm going to tell a little story. Okay. I worked with a client the other morning, and what came through was we are in the surrender and the patience of just being and allowing life to unfold naturally without expectation or pushing something through or making things happen or feeling like we have to have the control of the ego. It's very interesting. So we're releasing the ego. And it's not always the easiest because in our human, we want to be in control. But what we're learning is when we let go and allow things to unfold, the full discovery of the gifts and the moments that appear are priceless. So there's a poem that I was actually guided to go look for. And when I discovered it, it was created by an unknown author, but it's called The Rose. And it is only a tiny rosebud, a flower of God's design, but I cannot unfold the petals with these clumsy hands of mine.
Ooh.
The secret of unfolding flowers is not known to such as I. The flower God opened so sweetly in my hands would fade and die. I cannot unfold the rosebud, this flower of God's design. Then how can I have wisdom to unfold this life of mine? So I'll trust him for his leading each moment of every day, and I'll look to him for his guidance each step of the pilgrim way. For the pathway that lies before me, my heavenly Father knows, I'll trust him to unfold the moments just as he unfolds the rose.
Wow. That is...
And it was so powerful.
Yeah.
So... You know, the messages come through the clients, and the messages, you know, all I am is the instrument of when we are here in this, you know, earth school, I call it, we walk very blind, and we're told to walk by faith. And literally, we are learning right now to walk by faith that all that is seems to be this, you know, illusion around us of chaos and whatever, wherever you're standing in your, or bliss, because, you know, mine happens to be happiness and joyfulness, and some people are experiencing different. But when you start to really reflect on the inside of the soul and just let go and just be, then all the gifts start to unravel and show up in front of you. And I've noticed that as I've been on this journey and even my healing sessions, as we go through certain chapters in our book of life, where we are standing in that moment's time as a collective, even if we have different experiences, we're being pushed through this energy of blossoming to the best version of the self. And so we're learning now to surrender and to just be in that moment, to allow for all to unfold, and holding that faith and walking in faith and really just letting go of outcomes and listening to the energy that's around us through our five senses. That's really what we're learning how to do, because the more we fine-tune those five senses, the higher we can be in a frequency that is really above those five senses, called the esoteric field. And that is the field that is outside of our body that connects to the higher dimensional planes of our spiritual being, of the self. And that is where the magic happens. So we are actually learning in Earth School our lessons right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very powerful time. So
I can't help shake the image of that rose, because I know that I have taken rosebuds and tried to force them open, and all that does is break them apart. Just like when you try to help a caterpillar or a butterfly out of its cocoon early, it can't fly. Everything has to happen in its own time and in its own place. And for us,
yes,
to try to manipulate things to our will, it just doesn't work.
Well, we actually, it's a short-term existence because it's ego-driven. Whenever you reflect on the ego and our outcomes, even if we're having the satisfaction in that moment, it's not something that is built on a healthy foundation a lot of times, because it's pushed, it's forced, and it can bring about a lot of good, and it can also bring about a lot of lessons of difficulties, but at the same time, it's for our soul growth.
Yes.
And this is what's happening right now, is we're soul growing. So into our knowing. So it's like our little poem, but that's what we're doing. We're soul growing into our knowing. And knowing is shown from faith.
Yes. And we do have a call.
Just being. Okay.
And the caller is a number I recognize. Is this Catherine?
Hi. Yes, it is. Good morning.
Hi. Welcome back. It's been a while since you called.
Yeah.
I hope you got
good
something
morning,
exciting
Catherine.
To report.
No.
No?
So did you hear about the theme of today in the surrender and just being without expectation? Okay.
Yeah,
so
to put what you want out there, but then to let it go. Letting it go is the hard part.
It is.
Letting go is the hard part, because it's holding on to an outcome that may or not be ready to align. It's when everything starts to align, it will be shown to us when it's ready. And that's what we're learning to do, is to let go and just allow all to naturally open as it should, as it's to be in divine love. And that is what's happening now. I really feel there's been a huge shift energetically, globally. You know, there's some parts of our world that are going through a lot of pain, and there's other parts that are going through a lot of celebration. But there's going to be this unity of all of us together, standing in truth, standing in the divine love. And it's all unfolding as we speak today. It's all heading there. When it's going to happen, where it's going to happen, how it's going to happen, all of that is of the ego. And that is when it aligns with the divine time, everything will be shown to us. And, you know, a lot of good is going to show up, because I feel it, I see it, and I actually know it. You know, it's just that we're not to know when. There's lessons that are still having to be played out, and there's a lot of internal growth that people are being pushed to do. When that starts to shift to a higher frequency, that is when we're going to be shown the truth. And I see it all unfolding, just like the rose. It'll be beautiful. So we're in the birthing process right now. So did you want me to read you a little bit?
Sure, that'd be great. Okay. What I'm going through is, you know, definitely matching with, on track with the timing of what you
is definitely. Said. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
The inner growth.
Okay.
Really deep changes.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I see a lot of stagnation around you actually. And
no.
I see a lot of, well, let me finish. I see a lot of stagnation around you. And I see that there are things that are coming ahead, but they haven't ripened completely yet, even if they're in motion, okay? Because I keep seeing this push-pull, and then flow. So either you just went through that push-pull, and now you're in the flow, or it's coming around the corner. Because I see stagnation that is around your energy, and I'm not sure what that means, but that's what I'm seeing. There's a lot of excitement that's coming around your energy because you're receiving news of things that you've planted from about 4 to 5 months ago. I feel like they're just starting to show up, okay? So... but I still see you having to get ideas or implement ideas to make what your goals are to happen. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah. It's a process, but it's in motion.
It's in motion. It's still going to be a little bit. And what I see ahead, though, is a huge celebration. And even some of what you are... this is so interesting. Even what you kind of expect and know that will be ahead is actually going to be better than you expected.
Wow.
So I don't know if it's because of the players in the past, but I almost feel like, you know how you don't know somebody's full potential until they actually get into place and show up? I feel like you're going to be pleasantly surprised when they show up. It's almost like you're
right.
Seeing only so much, but then they're going to see like, wow, I never knew you could do all that. Okay.
About other people or about myself?
I feel about the situation that you're in with people that are around you.
Got it.
So either they're helping you or I feel like they're helping you, honestly. Like I see that they're helping you. And maybe there's players involved that you feel like, oh, they'd be really good at this, but then when they show up, they're even better than you expected.
Wonderful.
So it's the connections to the people and where it's going. So stay focused on, you know, what it's almost like having this vision and building something, and then when you start building it, it's better than you expected. That's what I see. Okay.
All right.
It's exciting. And I see it more January, the end of January into February time for things to start gelling together and more of a solid kind of a foundation. Okay. Right now I just see the pieces getting into play.
Yeah.
You know, I see pieces, but I still see you stagnant.
Yeah.
I still see, even if you're having a little bit of flow, I still see some help push for hell back, or it's not fully there yet, but it's ahead. You're getting like everything in order or everything set where in place where it can all just come together. Okay.
So I don't see that as stagnant. I'm putting pieces together. pieces in place. That's how they think.
No, I see that as stagnant, but that's just the way I see it. I just see you're holding, like they're just holding. Like it has to play out. You can't force it. It'll all just go naturally into process.
Right.
Okay. Do you have any questions?
Well, how would you, if you see the stagnant, then how do you clear that out?
Wait, say that again. You're cutting out a little bit.
I said, if you see that, if you see stagnation, then how do you clear that out?
When the time aligns, it will just open up.
Oh, okay. So
you're just in a holding pattern right now. It's like you're set, like you're just here. Everything's getting into place, and then there's going to be this flow. It's just going to take a little bit. It's just everything has to align exactly in the right timing. There's still a couple more things that have to get into place, okay? So I keep hearing the words, be patient. All good. It's hard to be patient when we know that this is what we want. Just be patient, okay?
All right. Thanks. I'll keep this.
All right, my dear. Have a good day.
Thanks, Catherine. We have another caller, and I believe, well, come on, button. I believe this is our friend Tim from New York. Oh, he just dropped. Well, then that's the end. We have no more callers.
Okay. Well, have a good day, Mayor.
Thank you, and I hope you do, and you and I can talk later if you want to. But
yes, thank you.
Catherine, I'm so delighted that you called, and it was nice to hear your voice again. It's been a while. So I'm going to say bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Transformational Tuesday with intuitive healer Elisa Nicole. Every Tuesday, Elisa gives mini readings to callers at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Visit beunique.org to learn about all our episodes and podcasts. That's beunique.org. If you want to schedule a one-on-one visit with Elisa, text or call her at 407-432-7088. Again, that's 407-432-7088. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I am grateful that you called today. Thank you.